Trader, bien moi, bon. KP4 CPA David there for a minute.
I know what you're talking about. That and they start to put a couple catalytic converters under the oil pan, and the oil pan was aluminum or steel. Oh man, it's got a lot of crud under. People don't change the oil where it's supposed to. And you start to stretch timing chains. Oh my god, that was funny.
You knew how to change it. It wasn't too much of a job, but if you didn't know what it was, it could run into the money, especially if you had an unscrupulous mechanic that, you know, tried to milk it for everything it was worth. That's why I got a lot of jobs, I think, is because I didn't charge enough for those kinds of things. That's when flat rate was just starting to come out, and they really didn't know how to do flat rate. Yeah, did you ever use that?
Last question, sorry, I was paying attention to the road that I see a couple motor cops, motorcycle cops, and I didn't see it the whole year, and I see it today. That's bad signals, they need money, they need money for Christmas.
It was flying right in front of my truck at the same time, so my mind wasn't staying completely focused. He was flying the same direction as me and right above my truck, so I was kind of keeping an eye on him. They're kind of pretty to see them fly if you can ever get them like that. But I was asking about using flat rate, but I am at the transfer station, so I'm going to have to get out and unload, and then I'll be back in a little bit. I don't want to leave you hanging. KV4 and CW4 DJW.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. I catch you on the way back. I almost at the power store and need to pick it up something, and then I got to head back home. Okay, before I see Mo.
Gabriel, good morning, Dave. This is N0TR. I know Dave's getting out, and you'll have to also. We're just headed up to Granddad's. Bet you don't know where that's at, do you, Gabriel?
Man, the repeater is acting up. It gets down on 10, and that's correct. I didn't like
it. See where you're at, but we're going to go get some apples. And I think this is the last ones of the season, Gabriel.
What was that? The chapel? The what?
Yeah, you're getting kind of on the fringes. Apples. We're going to get some apples.
I hear scapples. I was like, are you going to paint something? Oh, man, apples. I came once out of the Waynesville Hampton. I don't know how I ended sidetrack on different roads. Man, we stopped by and there was an old man selling produce. And boy, that was the best apples I ever tried in my life.
Honeycrisp apples, those are great. With respect to scapples, I used to have to work off of one of them now and then to replace. Hang on. Want to lower my microphone, the Gestapo just went by. I used to have to replace three-phase 480-volt crane shoes up about 35 feet off the floor on scaffolding, and we had to set it up by hand. It just isn't any fun at all, and you know I'm too old for that anymore, Gabriel. Hi.
Where is the mileage?
I didn't get all that. You seem like you're a little bit overdriven. Oh, this car just pulled right out in front of me, and I was running 45 miles an hour, and he probably had 100 feet in front of me. Standard operating procedures with the drivers down here. They walk among us.
Man, I don't know what's with the repeater, man. It's acting up again. Every time the cold weather hits, that thing starts to acting up.
You were perfect that time, Gabriel. And I don't say that about you very often.
I don't know what they did, but it's awful. It rains, it sounds weird, cold weather comes, it sucks, really.
Mr. DJW about that. He's the one that's on top of the technology, not Tom. That's an awesome day, anyways. I don't know if Dave's back yet or not. We're up here looking at some goats out here by Skyland Farms on Highway 14, where that big, beautiful mansion is with the horses by the Blue Ridge High School.
Set up your mobile.
There's a Christmas trailer here. Like a 6 patrol cars for one vehicle. Oh boy, it's gonna be funny.
Good morning, Dave. Go ahead.
No wait time on a Thursday or a Friday at the transfer station. But I did have to make 2 stops, one for the cardboard and one for the other stuff. But wasn't very crowded. I kind of like that. I kind of want to go on Tuesday, but I know Tuesday's going to be crowded, so I just put it off. That's a good time to procrastinate. Go ahead, Gabriel.
At the power store. So I'm coming back in a minute. KB1C Mobile.
Yeah, we just passed Carolina Carriages. Whew. If that isn't Silk Stocking Row, I don't know what is, Dave. That's a beautiful place. Yes, Bernice, when do you like to go on Wednesdays? On Wednesdays, I think. And she's the one that chooses what day we take ours up there. We're just very thankful for that place. It cost $20 a load back up in Kansas, and you had to drive about 15 miles to the dump.
Over in Taylor's in Avon Park, it's just right this side of Eastside High School. And we used the same place back then. That was back in the 70s. It's been there for a long time. Of course, it wasn't a transfer station back then. It was a for real landfill. And then the landfill filled up and they turned it into a transfer station. So it's been around for quite a while. And that was a whole lot longer drive coming from, you know, the middle of Taylor's all the way over to here was a lot longer drive than just right down the road when you live over in the northwestern part of Greer.
I mean, the transfer station where we go used to be a landfill. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it started out as a landfill. And then it filled up, and they were going to shut it down, but they decided so many people were bringing stuff to it that it was just a good place to, because there isn't another place near here, right, that would replace it. There's not another place, because the Lake Robinson, you know, that's a watershed, so you can't have one too close to Lake Robinson. So they decided to keep it going. I think it did shut down for a little while, but then they got it open back up as the transfer station.
Roger. Well, the kids have a lake house over on Lyman Lake, and there's one over in that area. It's rather small, but it's similar to what we have, Dave. But yeah, that's one of the great things about South Carolina. Well, I noticed there was a pond there, and I didn't think I ever seen anybody fishing in that.
I don't know what the rules are. I know there's none where they shut down the old Greenville landfill over there where the MESA soccer center is. That's where our airplane field, a different airplane field is. And there's lakes around there either. And there's high spots and low spots, you know, because they created it that way. But no lakes that I can see. Probably no fish. There's a lot of governance that goes on about using them for airplane fields, about the only thing they're worth for like 20 or 40 years.
Like in Kansas now, they extract the methane from it and use that. And I might be getting a little scratchy. We're heading up towards Landrum right now, Dave. But if you can still copy, I'll tell you a story the guys, the ham radio guys, pulled on me about a landfill.
There at the MESA Center, that's got the airfield. You can't fly fast and low knife edge because it's got those vents coming up out of the ground, and if you're not careful, you'll clip one, and that's the end of the airplane if that happens. But yeah, you're still full scale, full quieting. I'm only 10 watts because I don't have the wiring in this truck to handle 50 watts, so I could be getting scratchy. But you're full scale, full quieting. W4DJW.
N0TR. Well, we were heading to Springfield to the Ham Fest, and there was 4 of us in the car, and N0IGZ, it was an old friend of mine, Frank, and I looked out the window after we passed this big 200-foot ham tower, and I said, boy, look at that lake. I said, man, I bet, it was a big pond, and I said, I'll bet you that would be the best fishing in the world down there. You know, it was down around the Ozarks. He said, oh, yeah, Tom. He says, that's the best place in the world to catch brown trout. And I said, it is. And he said, yes, that's a sewage lift station pond.
No doubt you knew what that was about. The methane, I guess, I don't know if they, I think they just vent it off. Every now and then you'll see one of them that's on fire. I don't know what that's about. But I don't think they capture it to reuse it. I think they let it out into the atmosphere down there.
They can reuse it in generation of power. I forget how now, Dave. While I'm driving, I'm not thinking here, I'm watching. But yeah, they do. And in, where was that at? That was going to start, was that Europe or the United States on the cattle? I think it was one of the European countries are going to start taxing the dairy farmers for the methane from the excrement from the cattle. To go more green. Might have been Germany, it might have been one of the Norwegian states, I don't know. But, oh, you mentioned your friend the other day had worked in Ukraine. I worked him a couple of different times. And if you look him up on QRZ, he does not list where his location's at, Dave. I wonder why.
You either got Ukraine, or are you talking about the guy that's the station in Ukraine?
I don't know if he's in Ukraine or not. It's a Ukrainian call, and but they've extracted the address of where he's at, I think, on QRZ. It's been, several months. He's been in there quite often, but I don't know if he's transmitting from one of the, you know, Slovakia or someplace nearby or something like that. But he's been on there quite a lot lately.
What got him was when he used his logbook, which was a while back. He hasn't, I helped him recover his logbook. And when we got it recovered, we opened it to see what was in there. And the last station at the top of the list that he put in his logbook was Ukraine. So this probably wasn't the same guy, because I think this was a couple of years, at least a year or maybe longer ago when he got him. But I thought that was pretty cool. We got his logbook open, we got it recovered and open, and first thing you see in there is Ukraine. But Tom, he makes more contacts out of the U.S. than he makes in the U.S. He's just got a 150-foot tower with several Yagis at the top of the tower. Really good alpha amp, about the best amplifier money can buy, and a pair of really nice radios. I think it's those 991As. I don't know what those are all about, but they're supposed to be really nice radios. But so for him, you know, talking around the world is as easy as for you and me talking right here.
Roger. Well, that's great. Well, I'll tell you what, that super loop will do that. I talked to Madeira Island last night. There was a station in Benin, but I'd worked them several times, and there was a big pile-up. That's in Africa, a very small country. And I talk out in the middle of the Indian Ocean quite often on my super loop, Dave, on the other side of Madagascar. And by the way, sometime when you get time, I know you was going to put my two computers together, but Ariel made it to where my logbook downstairs goes into an SD card, and I don't know how to take that out of there and go upstairs and put it into my new computer on that N3FJP. I'm sure it would be an easy task for you, but I'm scared to try it because I don't want to louse up my log.
What a good time would be, that wouldn't take long at all. When a good time would be to come by there, so I'd do the least disturbance, and I can show you exactly how to do that. If they're both on the same router, if they use the same way to get to the internet, we can do that fairly simple. If they use different ways to get to the internet, or if one of them doesn't have access to the internet, it might be a little more difficult. Anyway, anyway, I just got home. Maggie is learning how to ride in a car, so she had to get out while I was while you were talking. So I better not stay on here too long, because there's no telling where she is. She doesn't like riding in the car, but she's getting used to it. She's going to learn one way or another.
Well, that's perfect timing, because it's getting scratchy here. And, yeah, I'd really appreciate that, because I'd like them put up on the computer upstairs. And I just don't have the skills to do that. And he did that, I think, instead of marrying the computers together. All those now go into that SD card. And all you got to do is take it upstairs and put in the other one, I know. But I'm too dang numb to do that. So once I see it done, I'll be able to do it myself. Thanks, Dave. W4DJW in 0TR Clear.
Hi, you and Miss Bernice have a good day. W4DJW Clear.